It's time for Wisconsin Life. The crack of a whip is an unmistakable sound. It calls up thoughts of cattle drives in the American West. But if you listen closely near the village of Fall Creek, you can hear those same spine-tingling cracks echoing from the rolling hills. That's Adam Crack Winrich. He's a world champion whip cracker. He's made a life out of the Western Arch. We hear his story in this piece from Rich Kramer.
There's a lot to take in at a Renaissance fair. Magnificent costumes, fabulous foods, and performances both hilarious and death-defying. Around a small circular clearing marked off by a length of rope, a crowd is gathering for a bit of both. A show with a mixture of humor and good old-fashioned danger. They're waiting for a tights-wearing, whip-wielding performer who calls himself Adam Crack.
All right, here we go, kids. Here comes the first whip crack of the show.
Woo!
Now, here we go. That's right, bar whip show. Right this way. Free haircuts, free babysitting, and free vasectomies.
You would think he was a third-generation circus performer, or maybe a transplant from a ranch in the Texas Panhandle, but you'd be wrong. He's a soft-spoken Wisconsinite with a double major in math and physics.
My name is Adam Winrich. I'm from Fall Creek, Wisconsin, and I'm 33 years old. I've been cracking whips since I was 9 years old. I got into whip cracking by watching Indiana Jones. I saw Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade when I was 9 years old and just decided that I wanted a whip. Indiana Jones was the initial inspiration, and that inspired me to go to conventions where I could find other whip crackers, and then I would see people doing knife throwing, gun spinning and stuff, and lasso spinning. So I was drawn to try all of the Western arts. It just happens now, even though I practice the Western arts, that it's easier for me to make a living doing Renaissance festivals.
Winrich has multi-year contracts with Renaissance festivals around the country. And when he's not working, he's competing. He's won 3 world championships for whip cracking, along with the 2006 Wild West Arts Club Whip Cracker of the Year Award. And that's not even counting his world records.
Guinness records, I've set the longest whip ever cracked, most bull whip cracks in a minute, most Australian stock whip cracks in a minute, most whip cracks in a minute with 2 whips, most cans cut in half with a whip in 3 minutes, most candles put out in 1 minute, most flowers whipped out of the mouth in a minute, most straws whipped out of the mouth in a minute. And one record I used to have that I'm going to try to get back actually is the fastest whip record, or fastest time to hit 10 targets with a whip.
To see him perform, you'd never guess that Adam Crack was a shy and subdued guy, but he says there's just something that draws him in and takes over when he works a crowd.
I've heard this quote about being a people pleaser, because doing shows like I do, like I'm trying to please the audience, want to be a people pleaser. And apparently there's a trifecta of being a people pleaser. One is being a middle child, which I was. One of them is being a cancer. I was born in July. And the other one is being a Midwesterner.
For the grand finale of his show at the Bristol Renaissance Fair, Adam Crack Winrich reaches into an old trunk and pulls out a long black whip, heavy and dripping with gas. And right on cue, the audience begs him to light it. Watching Winrich work the crowd, you can tell he's in his element. When I asked him how long he'll be cracking whips, he smiled and said there are people performing well into their 70s.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Catch more Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org.
Adam Winrich joins us now for more. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I got to ask, how does a 9-year-old start learning to use a whip?
Well, you just ask your parents for one, and hopefully they'll get you one. My dad worked with the Boy Scouts, and when I asked for a whip, he made me a whip out of rope. And that's how I got my first one.
And when did you get your actual, I assume they're made of leather, right?
Well, most of the whips I use now on my show, a lot of them are synthetic, made out of either nylon parachute cord or polyester webbing. My first leather whip I actually made myself just maybe a year or two after my dad made me the rope whip.
So around 11. That's pretty impressive.
Now, some of the records you mentioned involved whipping something out of someone's mouth. How do you get volunteers for that?
Actually, for those records, I didn't use just any volunteer. My girlfriend was nice enough to help me with those records.
Wow. Did that take some convincing, or did she know this was part of the package?
Well, she's been around whips almost all her life, performing at festivals around the country with her father, so she knows what a whip can do. And so, yeah, she was up for it.
Now, Adam, what is the most difficult thing that you do in your performance?
Most difficult thing I generally do in my performance is cutting a soda can in half with a whip. Of most of anything that I do in my show, that's the one thing that has the most variability as to how it can go. Ideally, I would always cut the can clean in half, but that doesn't always happen.
Wait, how does that work? I guess I don't understand the physics involved here. How does a whip cut through a soda can? You just have to do it really quickly?
Yes, but you see, when a whip cracks, it's the end of the whip breaking the sound barrier. Sound barrier is about 770 miles an hour, and whips have been recorded going as fast as like 950 miles an hour. So that's a lot of power.
Whoa.
And if you can hit, and aluminum is actually relatively thin. So it's a couple things. You shake up the can to develop some pressure on the inside of the can. And then if I can hit the can right when the cracking part of the whip is about to crack, when it has the most energy, that's enough force to get through the thin aluminum wall of the can.
Whoa.
Wow. Again, I don't want my face anywhere near that. Well, Rich mentioned in that piece we just heard, when we think of things like whip cracking and the other Western arts, we think of the West, the Western parts of the country. Are there a lot of Midwesterners doing the kind of things that you do?
There's a few of them. I know a very good lasso spinner from Ohio. One of the top Western performers in the world used to live... he just lived just outside of Milwaukee. He was originally from England, but his wife and her family were from, how was it, near West Allis, I think they were from. So he used to live there. The guy who holds the record for the largest big loop that is taking a long lasso, he has the record at about 120 feet. He's from Watertown, Wisconsin.
No kidding. Wow.
So you also make whips. What goes into making a whip?
Most of the whips I make right now are made out of parachute cord. Essentially, you cut several lengths of parachute cord to go on the inside of the whip and cut them different lengths to develop a taper, and then cut several lengths of parachute cord to braid on the outside. And usually when you start braiding, you'll start braiding with about 12 strands. And part of the key to making a whip that cracks well is to get it to taper correctly so the whip gets narrower and narrower as it goes down. So you start out with about 12 strands and drop the strands as I go. Going to 10, 8, 6, all the way down to 2 strands twisted together. So it's just 1 strand tailing out. And then tie a little piece of string on the end known as the cracker, which is a replaceable end. And that's the little piece that does the cracking and the sound barrier breaking.
Now, you mentioned that you're inspired by Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. I recall that in that movie we saw young Indiana Jones the first time he picks up a whip. Cutting his chin, and that explains Harrison Ford's chin scar, or Indiana Jones's chin scar. Do you, maybe everybody asks you this, do you have a lot of scars from the maybe the early days of learning to whip crack?
Usually when people get scars through whip cracking, it's because they muscled the whip a little bit too much. A lot of whip cracking doesn't require a lot of force, just the correct timing. And I'd say when I was younger, I didn't put a whole lot of force into the whip, so I didn't really hurt myself that much. There's a few injuries that I have gotten over the years. Once I started performing, particularly with fire whips, there's a few burns that I've gotten. Unfortunately, though, I heal up pretty well, so any of the couple minor scars that I have gotten on accident don't really show.
It was interesting to hear in the piece that it seems like the majority of your work takes place at Renaissance fairs. Why not on the rodeo circuit?
I remember... going to a Wild West Arts Club convention in Ohio years ago, and I was talking to an old-time knife-throwing performer, and I hadn't begun working at Renaissance festivals at that point, but he saw me do a little show and said kind of it was a shame that I wasn't born and performing like in the 1940s or 50s in the heyday of like rodeos and Western performing, because as he said, I would have done really well. And it's just a matter of taste change. In Western performing, like if you go to rodeos are a lot tougher way to make a living as a variety act. But the Renaissance festivals, when it comes to variety entertaining, are probably doing the most of any place of keeping kind of the old style of a vaudeville style of entertaining alive. So it's much easier for me to find gigs and make a living working Renaissance festivals than like a rodeo arena.
You teach whip cracking in a line of instructional videos. What's one piece of advice to someone who's thinking, hey, this sounds cool, maybe I'll give it a try?
One quick piece of advice, get the best whip you can. If you don't have enough money to buy a a decent whip. I've also posted videos on how to make your own whip. That should crack pretty well. Then once you get your whip made, watch some of my other videos. Don't muscle it too much. Let the whip do the work.
Well, Adam, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
That was Adam Winrich of Fall Creek. He's a world champion whip cracker.